Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting a strong earthquake rattles Japan for the second day in a row. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 7 earthquake occurred near Kumamoto City early on Saturday morning. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe told Japanese TV that officials are still trying to assess the damage. He said there's a great possibility the damage will spread widely, so we must give it all our attention to gather the information, that is, on the damage situation and make the rescues and relief. We would also make sure to relay the situation to the people. Those were my orders for now. On Thursday, a 6.5 magnitude quake struck near the city on the island of Kyushu, about 1,300 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. At least 9 people were killed and hundreds of others injured. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter visited a U.S. aircraft carrier in the South China Sea Friday to emphasize the American commitment to security in that area. Speaking to reporters on board the USS John C. Stennis, Carter said that the United States intends to continue to play a role in keeping peace and stability in the region.
It's just a piece of a larger network of security that the United States is part of, and that's the key to keeping peace and stability here. And for the future, that's what we want for everyone. Including China.
China has claimed almost the entire South China Sea and has aggressively carried out island building and patrols in waters that are also claimed by other countries. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Democratic U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders slammed global inequality as immoral and decried what he called the greed of the fossil fuel industry as he addressed a conference at the Vatican Friday. At a conference on social, economic, and environmental issues, Sanders said his campaign has shown that American young people will not tolerate business as usual.
They are calling out for a return to fairness, for an economy that defends the common good by ensuring that every person, rich or poor, has access to quality health care, nutrition, and education.
Meanwhile, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told supporters at a senior center in Harlem that she will make affordable housing a priority if she is elected president.
I want to provide $10,000 to match the money for a down payment so your children, your grandchildren, all of our young people can get a home if they want that.
Friday's campaigning came hours after a feisty presidential debate in New York. The two candidates exchanged personal insults and tried to outshout one another as they questioned each other's judgment and experience on issues ranging from the economy to foreign policy to climate change. The New York primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments Monday in a key immigration case challenging President Barack Obama's executive action that delayed the deportation of nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. The case, U.S. versus Texas, is about two Obama administration initiatives which offered protection to immigrants, allowing them to work legally for a period of 2 years, and that is subject to renewal. The measures would protect young immigrants from deportation if they were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. They would also extend deportation protection to parents of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have been in the country for some years. Belgium's transportation minister, Jacqueline Galland, resigned Friday after being accused of ignoring scathing EU reports on lapses in security at her country's airports. Galland became the subject of sharp criticism after a secret European Union report on the deplorable security conditions at Belgium's airports was leaked to the media following last month's bombings that killed 32 people. Galland denied she was aware of the report, but a top official said he had clearly notified the transportation minister and her office of the matter. A decline in oil prices and lower Apple stock value drove stocks down on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all fell. European and Asian markets also closed lower. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.